What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling ow, you asshole. Barreling at you at from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it isn't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming free 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, your favorite application, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you receive us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, y'all. All kinds of shit to talk about. And maybe some swearing.
Yes.
And maybe some yelling at this insane dog that just bit me. Join us in our struggles, everyone. We'll march together. Light the torches. Sharpen the pitchforks.
Nine!
Let's see what's going on. Join us on our social media and all that shit at Crab Diving. And thanks for buying stuff through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon, where we get a little commission every time you buy shit.
Ooh, we get the paid.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I was driving around today. Did you just get bitten?
Yeah.
You're under attack. What's with all these lawnmowers, man? I feel like we got to stop caring for our lawns.
What's with all these lawnmowers? Yeah.
What's with these lawnmowers?
It's like a lot of water and energy into mowing and caring for grass.
Well, should just every front lawn just be a...
I mean, I don't know.
Knee-high... grassy mess.
I mean, if our planet is being depleted of resources, should we put resources into plants that don't do shit for us?
Solar.
No, I agree.
Get some solar lawnmowers going.
Right.
Buy one at Amazon, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Does that exist? Can you buy a lawnmower powered by the sun?
I doubt. Maybe you can charge batteries.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That way, for an electric mower. But I don't know if there's a mower with, like, a solar panel on the top that can run. I don't think they're that good yet.
Well,
let's see what's going on in the old fucking headlines, and then we'll get on to the other kind of shit that we want to talk about.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, July the 29th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh, we need.
Over to the commie, pinko, liberal.
If
it. Po.
Yes.
It's loading.
Yes.
Back here live at the Waterfront Village with my friend, the zombie, Jonathan. You're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome face paint job. What do you think?
I like turtles.
All right. You're great, zombie. Good times here at the Waterfront Village. Open for the next 11 days.
You're a great zombie.
She doesn't know how to handle it.
Right. That's a tough one, though.
Over at the HuffPo, oh, the headline changed. How sad. The headline was that Lil Nas X's Old Town Road song has now broken the Billboard record for longest number one in history.
Damn! Wow.
That was the headline just a few moments ago, but now there's a new one over at the HuffPo, and it says, Trump's sinister ploy, racist distraction.
Oh, shit.
Well, duh.
Right.
And
here's the other headline. The squirrel returns, and the dog notices.
Oh.
She's way into it.
The dog noticed the squirrel.
Yep.
That can't be good.
Right.
It says, Trump's Art of Distraction at the HuffPo, written by Julia Craven. The conversation surrounding Trump's latest rants has provoked us to revisit author Toni Morrison's 1975 keynote address at Portland State University on the true purpose of racism.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh,
this is a pretty long article, so I'm going to have to read it later.
Yes.
To try to figure out what it is.
Shelby, will you read that?
Well, Toni Morrison said it's greed and the struggle for power.
Right. Well, agreed.
And that's what Trump is doing.
Right. Well, he's skull fucking this planet. That's what he's doing, which I guess is similar to that.
On the 27th, 2 days ago, Saturday, Trump called Representative Elijah Cummings a brutal bully who's failing to clean up Baltimore, his quote, disgusting rat and rodent infested mess.
Jeez.
Of a district.
Right. Well, you know, maybe his son-in-law shouldn't have so many buildings in Baltimore then.
Later that evening, Trump conjured up a Reconstruction era trope of black politicians and proclaimed without any evidence that Cummings is corrupt and had done nothing but milk Baltimore dry.
He's milking Baltimore. Where are the teats then?
Today, he went after Al Sharpton.
Yes.
Referring to him as a con man and a troublemaker.
Oh, a troublemaker.
Who, quote, hates whites and cops.
Did he also call him uppity?
I don't know if he used that one.
He's
moments away from the N-word.
Right, right.
Just whipping it out and saying, you know, there are black people and there are N-words.
Well, I mean, he's been moments away from it the whole time. Both sides.
So that's the HuffPo. Go over there and read Trump's Art of Distraction.
Right.
Is this from today? God, the Trump is lying again, saying that he spent a lot of time down at Ground Zero after September 11th. Nobody can remember seeing him, I believe.
Well, I mean, maybe he was in an apartment nearby fucking someone for money, maybe. Maybe that's what he means. I mean, that's possible.
He did at one point show up trying to make it about him.
Yes.
From Newsday. The workers are so worn out. This is September 14th, 2001. The workers are so worn out that they barely glance at the sight of Donald Trump. Every hair in place, impeccably dressed in a black suit, pressed white shirt and red tie, walking into the plaza with a cellular phone to his ear. No, no, the building's gone, he says into the phone.
What? Was that as a surprise? I mean, how was he? Hold on. I want to make sure I understand this correctly. Someone recalls Donald Trump strolling into the...
This is a news report at the time.
Yeah, and they actually saw Donald Trump at Ground Zero, and he actually said to someone into the phone...
No one noticed him. He was walking in with his phone to his ear, and into the phone he said, no, no, the building's gone.
Was he talking to a couple of 9/11 truther buddies who thought that maybe the buildings were still there? And it was
pretty
some
early for that. That was
cloaking scene.
That
or
was
some
three
shit?
Days after it happened.
Oh,
I don't think they were.
I see.
I don't think the YouTubers had started making money on their conspiracy theories yet.
God.
over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what the drudgies are dredging up over there.
Oh, yes.
It is about this horrible mass shooting. Interesting that the HuffPo doesn't have the mass shooting, and the Drudge Report does have the mass shooting.
Right.
Garlic Fest.
Yes.
In
somewhere in Northern California, right?
Yeah. This is from the Sacramento Bee.
Yes.
One of my favorite names for a newspaper.
Right. We've done many stories from these people.
I don't know why they why it's called the Bee.
Other papers are called that. Well, the spelling Bee. Why is the spelling Bee called that?
True.
I have no fucking idea.
The final hours of the famed Gilroy Garlic Festival were shattered Sunday evening when a gunman with an assault rifle.
Oh, wow.
Opened fire on the crowd, killing three, injuring 12 others, according to officials in the bucolic California city, 30 miles south of San Jose.
Jeez.
A 6-year-old boy was one of the victims.
Oh, God.
The gunman was shot and killed minutes after the attack began.
Right.
The gunman has been identified as Santino William Legan, L-E-G-A-N.
Okay.
19-year-old, was killed by the popo.
19-year-old! A 19-year-old guy wants to shoot up a bunch of people.
And has an assault weapon.
That's so fucked
now,
up.
No. I don't know if I have the information yet as to whether it was legally his or not, but I'm sure that'll come out.
Well, I guess it. What would it matter?
He's wearing camo.
Yeah. What would it matter if the gun? I mean, it's interesting, I guess, to know. I guess.
Well, because if a 19-year-old can legally, nobody should be able to legally get assault rifles. IMHO. An example of why a 19-year-old doesn't necessarily need to have access. They can't drive. They can't drink.
Yeah.
But you can handle them a weapon of war.
Well, to me, the double standard is that they even exist to, like, in America, like, who gives a fuck if I got shot with a gun and it's registered legally and it kills me, does anyone really give a fuck? My body doesn't care that it's a legal gun. If the gun was not registered, it still doesn't matter. It's still a bullet. What difference does it fucking make?
That's the NRA argument of why should we have background checks and why should we have, because criminals are going to crime.
Well, their argument is flawed because they want a pile of dead people.
They want more guns on the street.
Right. Yeah. My argument is for less of a pile of dead people.
Initial reports say he entered the festival from a creek area outside of Christmas Hill Park where they have the festival. He used some kind of a tool to cut through a fence, avoiding the metal detectors and other security they had.
Okay.
There was a manhunt underway for a second person with suspected ties. We don't have any other information on that.
But if he had a gun, why would it matter what the fucking clippers were made of that he cut through the fence with?
What do you mean?
Because he said he could get through the metal detector.
No, the gun wouldn't have gone through the metal detector.
Yeah.
If he tried to hide an assault rifle on himself.
Oh, right, right.
He wouldn't
have
been able to get into the festival because they had metal detectors.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess they're still looking for this second person.
Jesus.
We believe based on witness statements, there was a second individual involved in some way. We just don't know in what way. So, you know, it's early. Nobody knows anything. I'm sure it's breathless coverage on all the cable channels.
Thoughts and prayers, please.
One guy told AP that he saw a man wearing a green shirt, gray handkerchief around his neck, fire into the concession area with looked like an assault rifle.
How horrible.
He and other members, he's in the band, dove under the stage.
Jesus.
He heard someone yell, "Why are you doing this?" And he said, "Because I'm really angry."
God. No, why he's doing this is because he could get his hands on an assault weapon, an ammunition. That's why he's doing it. That's was he mentally ill?
Of course.
So now I'm just, there's just a bunch of personal accounts, but it's all the same stuff.
You know, if you worked at a newspaper, I guess the sensible thing to do was just have a template for these stories. And every time there's a mass shooting, just put in the number of dead, injured, place, time, fill in some nouns, and you're done with it. And at the end, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, there's memes like that. Yeah. Gilroy is a city of roughly 50,000 folks, dubbed the garlic capital of the world.
Damn!
And the annual garlic festival is a three-day celebration.
Right.
Featuring food, cooking competitions, and música.
Right.
Attracting more than 100,000 people.
Who do you think the best journalist on television is for covering mass shootings? Who does it better? Now, I know you're going to say Brian Williams, but let's think about it.
Well, I don't really watch many other channels except for having MSNBC streaming occasionally, and that's always Brian Williams, so I don't
know. Is Wolf Blitzer better than Brian Williams?
I don't know. I don't watch Wolf Blitzer. I just explained that I only watch MSNBC.
Right.
I don't
that's
have
true.
Much of a...
That's true.
I don't have a sample.
Right.
Bye-bye. Trump again.
Yes. She exited your chair under the armrest.
It's not recommended.
Ouch.
So that's your headlines, everybody.
Yes.
We'll let you know if there's any more information about the mass shooting, but I don't believe there will be.
Well, you know.
I mean, you know, we're going to find out why. And
oh,
all this
yes.
stuff.
He's mentally ill, blah, 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 blah. His parents bought him the gun.
Is he white and not Muslim? Then
yes.
Definite mental problems.
Right.
According to the white people criteria.
Yeah, because surely he's not a white supremacist lunatic. We don't know.
I don't. Is the garlic festival? I don't know. Is it a multicultural event?
I don't fucking know.
Or is it a, you know, white people celebration?
I mean, when you cook, you only use a little bit of garlic.
Right.
So do we need a whole festival on just garlic?
Yeah, but it's very versatile.
Right. The food? You know, it's not fair to cover this mass shooting and then to debate the necessity of having a garlic festival. That is in poor taste on my part. I'm glad they have that festival. That's good.
So Trump today, I think, again, claimed that he was down at 9/11. I think we started talking about that.
Right.
Here it is. On the White House lawn today, I believe.
Is this a press conference?
I think there's an event.
I will sign the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. This law makes permanent the financial support for families who lost precious loved ones as a result of September 11th attacks. It also provides pensions for those who are suffering.
He's such an effervescent speaker, isn't he? An inspirational attacks.
Did he do this gesture where he does a little finger
thing? He's not gesturing.
Thing?
When no. I don't think he gestures that much when he reads, maybe.
Yes.
I think he saves that for when he's doing scat.
Right. Right, when he's making his own little point.
Bizagabaza.
Does he have a choreographer?
Yeah, himself.
Stephen Miller.
Pensions for those who are suffering from cancer and other illnesses stemming from the toxic debris they were exposed to in the aftermath of the attacks. Many of those affected were firefighters, police officers, and other first responders. And I was down there.
You know,
God,
both times he stumbled. When he said in the attacks, and then this time when he said both the first responders, he's switching sides.
Oh, teleprompter.
He's left teleprompter, right teleprompter. So he can't keep two words in his head ahead of time.
Yeah. I
smoothly transition back and forth.
You know, I've used the teleprompter, but I've only used one teleprompter when I'm delivering directly to camera.
Yes, me too.
Me too. I don't know. I think that would be hard.
Two prompters?
You know what I mean? To mix it up, two different prompters. I wasn't doing any ad-libbing. I was just saying what the fuck was on the screen. See, well, I think that's easy.
Well, I think
this is different.
If he had a tiny brain in that orange head,
yes,
one would wait for the end of a sentence and then go like this.
You go to the other one
and turn your head and look at the other one. But he's first responders.
Yeah. And also, we never really had this discussion during the Obama presidency because
he was really good with a prompter.
Yeah, he was.
And without.
Right.
And other first responders.
And other turn. First responders.
God, he sucks. This guy globally sucks.
At everything.
Yeah.
And other first responders. And I was down there also.
Which part of the teleprompter? Which teleprompter has this bullshit? Is there one teleprompter for bullshit that has all the lies?
No, that's, yeah, in his head.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Responders. And I was down there also. But I'm not considering myself a first responder. But I was down there. I spent a lot of time down there with you.
I'm not considering myself a first responder. I got down there 4 days later. It was on my phone telling somebody, oh, you should see it. The building's totally fucking gone.
No one would consider that. Nobody was.
Who thinks that?
No one. Not one fucking person.
I went down to see what happened at Ground Zero. I don't consider myself a first responder.
No one does.
Correct. Or second or 99th or 15 millionth responder. Nobody gives a fuck if you were there or not.
Why? It's not in this. There's nothing in that speech about him being present at 9/11, right? Nothing. Or did he add that on his own?
Oh, no, he threw that in there. He's not reading. He's addressing the audience now.
What a vile piece of
shit. I was down there also, but I'm not considering myself a first responder. But I was down there. I spent a lot of time down there with you since September.
Who the fuck is with you?
The first responders. I spent a lot of time down there with you.
Do you think they recognize him? Was he walking around?
I just read the contemporaneous news report that said nobody noticed him.
Everybody's tired.
That was 4 days later.
Do you know where we've heard stories about Trump popping up at these fuck parties with Jeffrey Epstein? Epstein fuck party. Yeah. He's not at 9/11 with first responders.
Well, he did go, but nobody paid attention to him. And then he made it sound like he was down there like digging through gravel.
Yeah.
I was down there for a long time.
Do you think if you asked him to dig something up? Well, I mean, would he know that verb?
Dig?
Yeah.
I could probably.
I guess. I'm just thinking about how odd the world must be to a person that never worked for anything. Why would you know a word like dig? Like, that means you pick up a shovel and you shove it into the earth and you move earth around. Do you think he's ever touched?
He understands the concept.
Has he ever? Well, no.
He ever done it? No. Well, he's done the golden shovel thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, God, I sure didn't think you were going to finish with the word shovel. He said the golden shovel thing thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the only time he's done any kind. Oh, my God. That's the only time he's ever used scissors is when he's cutting a giant ribbon for a building that, you know, he financed to the Russian mafia, or he's breaking ground on a building.
How do you use one of these things? Show me.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
George Poopy Doopy
Poopy Doobilis
tweeted in March 29th. America, you've been great to me. Thanks for the support. Hope you've enjoyed my new book so far. My book is a roadmap to redirect the investigation now towards the investigators. So George Poopy Doopy is now trying to make money going off of the, it was actually secretly Obama and Hillary.
He went to jail though.
FISA declassification coming. that's QAnon shit.
But it is coming. You know, because as time goes on, eventually this shit will be declassified.
Well, it will, and we won't learn anything new except that there were maybe some names of some assets or something, but there's not There's no smoking gun that says it was secretly Obama who ordered the FISA warrant.
When Papadopoulos was sentenced, did he just do a plea thing? Or did he actually have a trial?
I think he pled out.
So then
and did like a week or something ridiculous, wasn't it?
2 weeks, I think. But I'm just wondering how do you write a book that's contrary to the investigation that you were found guilty in?
Well, he's done March 29th, so he's already served his time. He's done.
It's just odd because aren't there rules that say sometimes when you plea you can't?
Not if you have more to do. I mean, if there's more that you're working on, yeah.
Right.
But if that's how they got Manafort,
yeah,
on more shit. But he's done. He served his time. He pled out. He's released from prison, so he can say whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah.
But that was March 29th, and 11 hours ago, Trump retweeted that.
Oh my God!
With good luck with the book, George. Should do well. It's been out.
It's been out for a long time, right?
For now, months.
Yeah. Is this the hardcover?
May, June, July. 4 months.
Well, wait. Is this the paperback release?
I don't know. Deep State Target.
Oh yeah.
How I got caught in the crosshairs of the plot to bring down President Trump.
Well, how long is
by
that
George
book?
George Papadopoulos.
Well, here's what I know how Papadopoulos got caught in the crosshairs. He got drunk at a party.
At a bar.
In
Australia.
And ran his yap, right?
To some Australian spooks.
Yes.
Who then were like, well, that's not right. And called their friends in Britain. Hello. Hello, mate. We've got a guy down here who's not right.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
You got caught because you were talking about something openly you shouldn't have been talking about. You fucked up. Caught in the crosshairs. That's
wow. So Al Sharpton is apparently they're going to have some events in Baltimore, some fuck you Trump events.
Yes.
Al Sharpton at the Reval on Twitter tweeted, arrived in D.C. from Atlanta, headed to Baltimore. Long day, but can't stop. Trump retweeted that.
Yes.
With some comments.
Okay.
I've long known Al for 25 years. Went to fights with him and Don King. Always got along well. He loved Trump, in quotes.
Yes.
He would ask me for favors often. Al is a con man, a troublemaker, always looking for a score, just doing his thing. Must have intimidated Comcast NBC. Hates whites and cops. Oh, can we not do this?
Shandy? Hates whites and cops.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't we not do this right
now? Hey, Trump, way to not make this about race, huh?
There's a nice bed down there for you to lay on. Yeah, hates whites and cops.
I feel like there's racial undertones to this tweet of Trump. You know, like,
yeah, it's a little.
Just a little.
Then he went after Baltimore yes. And the leadership of Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings is the congressional representative that covers Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably part of Baltimore.
Right.
I don't know how big part of Baltimore is. How big Baltimore is.
He represents the people.
He's not the leader.
Yeah, yeah.
Has the worst crime statistics in the nation. 25 years of all talk, no action. So tired of listening to the same old bull. Next, Reverend Al will show up and complain and protest. Nothing will get done for the people in need.
God.
Sad.
Well, Donald, you're the leader of Baltimore, you dickhead. You're the president.
Well, or the governor or the mayor. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's blaming the congressman for the crime statistics is a little on the batshit side.
Yeah, but if you're going to blame him, blame yourself, too. If you go up the food chain.
Next tweet, if the Democrats are going to defend the radical left squad.
God.
And King Elijah's Baltimore fail.
Right. King Elijah.
It will be a long road to 2020. The good news for the Dems is that they have the fake news media in their pocket.
You have the fake news media in your pocket.
Oh, he's really obsessed.
Yeah.
Next tweet. Al Sharpton would always ask me to go to his events. He would say, it's a personal favor to me. Seldom, but sometimes I would go. Seldom.
God.
Seldom. Sometimes I would go.
This lunatic thinks his presence is a favor.
It was fine. He came to my office in Trump Tower during the presidential campaign to apologize for the way he was talking about me. Just a con man at work.
You think that's true?
I think that's inaccurate.
Do you think he even went to visit Trump during the election?
I think I remember when he did.
Oh, yeah, it was a thing?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Because it was, I think it was one of these things where it's, we're concerned about, you're a racist.
Oh, yes. Right, he went there. He didn't go to Trump to apologize. He didn't go to Trump to apologize. Wait, I remember this too. I mean, you know, I remember that thing. I think him and a bunch of other leaders went to meet with Donald Trump, and I don't believe they were going there to apologize to all the bad things they've said about Schittler. I don't think that was the fucking point.
Yes, I concur.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't believe that was the
point. So he's lying? What is his 12,000? His 12,000?
Oh, he's got to be up 11 at least.
Yeah, yeah.
He hit 10 a couple of months ago, so.
I thought he, yeah, yeah.
He's got to
be
up
Christmas,
like 11.
I believe.
Okay, here.
You've got to get the dog ready? Good God.
That's funny. Well, she keeps like licking her feet, and then on the swipe through, she's licking my legs.
But you know, this
put a towel on my leg.
This Reverend Al hate really resonates with his base, because white people, racist white people, love beating up on Al Sharpton.
Oh yeah,
they love it.
Then he talks about the EU and China, and
China
interest rates.
Yay,
blah blah blah. Too bad, as he says at the end. 8 hours ago, crazy Bernie Sanders recently equated the city of Baltimore to a third world country. Based on that statement, I assume Bernie must now be labeled a racist, just as a Republican would if he used that term and standard. The fact is, Baltimore can be brought back, maybe six dots, four dots, even to the new heights of success and glory, but not with King Elijah and that crew. When the leaders of Baltimore want to see the city rise again, I am in a very beautiful oval-shaped office waiting for your call.
God.
He's nuts.
He doesn't. You know, I heard on MSNBC, Charlemagne the God explain how democracy is dead in this country. And God, you got to agree with him. You really do. This Trump doesn't see himself as president, man.
Oh, king.
Yeah, he's czar. He's czar Trump. He's not President Trump. He gets pissed off when he has to deal with a... it's funny.
It's the eviscerated guts of the toy that shall be just destroyed as we were speaking.
You won, intern!
She pulled out the squeaker.
You bested. What animal was that?
And now it will squeak no more.
No. That was a bone, right?
It's a little love pillow.
Oh, it's not even an animal.
Yeah, it's a little pillow.
No fun.
Then he says, the Fed raised way too early and way too much. Their quantitative tightening was another big mistake. When the country is doing well, the potential wealth creation that was missed, especially when measured against our debt, is staggering. Meanwhile, this is the opposite of what everybody believes.
Right.
What he believes.
Yes.
He is always been critical of the Fed.
Right. Well, why does he hate the Fed?
Well, he thinks that they should be
constantly lowering rates.
Yes.
So it helps his bottom lines with the fucking economy.
Yes. So now they're saying that they may
raise the rates.
Yes.
I don't know what she's doing.
She's right behind you.
I hear something. She's eating a piece of paper.
God, you know what I hate in politics? Stories about the Fed, the debt, and the deficit, because it's all very confusing. I know, you know, the Fed is in charge of interest rates, but other than that, what the fuck do they do? Print money? You know?
He said the EU was formed to go after the United States.
Yes.
And China. Until now, the U.S. has been easy pickings. The Fed has made all the wrong moves. A small rate cut is not enough, but we will win anyway. What are you doing?
Didn't America help form the fucking EU, the European Union? Am I crazy?
No. I think the EU kind of formed the EU.
Okay. Well, never mind.
To try to consolidate power to play on the with the big boys.
Right.
With China and America.
China.
And Russia.
Right.
Then he tweeted his whole speech from this morning. Then he gave a tweet about the tragic shooting.
Yes.
You want to hear this?
I'm sure absolutely.
Inspirational.
Let's hear this fucking tweet. Thoughts and prayers.
Before I go further this morning, we express our deepest sadness and sorrow for the families who lost a precious loved one in the horrific shooting last night in Gilroy, California. While families were spending time together at a local festival, a wicked murderer opened fire and killed three innocent citizens, including a young child. We grieve for their families, and we ask that God will comfort them with his overflowing mercy and grace. We're praying for those who are recovering right now in the hospital, some very, very serious injuries. We thank the brave members of law enforcement. They never let us down.
Okay. Good God.
I'm not listening to any more of that.
Jeez. Wait to shoot. Is he a Christian? Is Donald Trump into Jesus?
Well, 4 hours ago, he tweeted, looking forward to my meeting at 2 p.m. with wonderful inner city pastors.
Yes. Oh, my God. Are they going to do the same weird shit where they put him in the center of a group of people and they all touch his ass and they say shit to people in the sky that don't fucking exist? Are we doing that again? I love that.
Is that an actual group or is he just meeting with a bunch of black guys and he said inner city pastors?
I don't know. He might have said, yeah, he would say that. I could see him saying that.
Right.
They're from the inner city.
What does that mean? In fact, Trump said Monday he will meet with a group of quote inner city pastors amid a series of racial controversies he has stoked with his attacks on black lawmakers. He tweeted the meeting, which was not previously on his public schedule.
Yes.
Will take place at 2, so it already happened. He did not say which pastors would attend, and the White House did not immediately provide further details.
You know, here's what I don't get. Why would these pastors meet with him? Why would you meet with someone that doesn't consider you human?
You're talking about the black pastors.
Yeah, why meet with Donald Trump? Donald Trump is a fucking racist. That is not a debatable point in my book.
There are some black evangelicals that are on Team Trump.
That's fucking nuts.
Because they're greedy whorebags.
Yes.
And frauds.
It just doesn't make any sense. Kind of why anyone would take a meeting with him at this point. I sort of don't get it. I don't get it. Why meet with a leader who sees everything through racist eyes? He is a white fucking supremacist. That's who the fuck he is. That's right.
House Democrats.
Intern just growled. Intern's right.
I don't know what she thinks is up on the shelf, but she's barking at the shelf.
Like she's pissed at Donald.
That game. Yes. Her game is up there.
Right.
She's got this little wooden thing with little compartments that you stick food in, and the dog slides the...
Yes.
The dog slides the doors and stuff, and she gets the treats. And
I eat the same way.
Maybe she wants to play her fucking game. Hell, God damn it!
I think she wants the food. Do you want coffee? Because there's coffee.
Oh, yeah,
I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Oh, thank you. You'll like this story, but it's about how support for impeachment in the Democrats in the House is inching forward.
Oh wow! I'm so impressed. Inching.
A number of House Democrats just days into the long summer recess. They're all on vacay, by the way. I'm sure they're all working hard, meeting with their constituents back home, having town halls and everything, and doing all the good work that they're supposed to. But apparently the number of supporters is now closer to a majority of the Democratic caucus in what could be a new challenge to Speaker Pelosi and her bid to defuse the effort. I don't know if she's trying to defuse it. It seems as if she's trying to delay it. make it go on as long as fucking possible.
Yeah, what the fuck ever.
Thank you.
Come on, intern. Come on.
They're on vacation now. Congress, because they work so hard.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday, Representative Emmanuel Cleaver, thank you, and Dina Titus endorsed impeachment, joining at least a dozen other Democrats who have signed on since Wednesday.
Wow.
When
thank
Mueller
you.
Testified.
Jeez, boy, that didn't make any sense. What new information did we learn from Mueller that we didn't have in that motherfucking report?
I thought there was a couple little tidbits.
Wow.
But nothing. Those, but mostly it was just getting him to affirm that he indeed agreed with everything that's in his report.
Wow. And since then, more Democrats are on board with impeachment.
Well, and him saying that the president can absolutely be indicted after he leaves office, that there's no rule against that.
Right.
That was news.
So now we know, at least, the Democrats that have yet to sign up for this impeachment, for them, it's all about optics, and it's all about fucking politics. Interesting. It's telling.
Rob Reiner was on telly the other day with, I don't remember even which show it was, but it was with one of these moderate Democrats, and he really kind of handed the guy his ass.
We should good.
Rob Reiner was like, "What more do you need? What more do you need?" They
need political cover. These fucking pussies need political cover to stand up to someone who is obviously wrong, who is obviously a bad guy. I don't understand. You know who doesn't have political cover? People in cages.
Well, and we'll see. I did pull an article that's relevant. This is one of these moderate, let's call them conservative Democrats.
God.
Excuse me. Is Representative Josh Gottheimer.
Okay.
Of New Jersey, a Democrat
right.
from Jersey.
Yes.
And 17 other conservative Democrats.
Yes.
During a vote on an immigration bill last month, he threatened to have them blow up a key border funding bill unless they gave up a slate of humanitarian protections for migrants. So the Democrats wanted more humanitarian protections for the migrants. Gottheimer and 17 led 17 other conservative Democrats to say, take that out of there or we're not signing up for your bill.
God, this country is so fucked. Well, we are so fucked.
He's getting primaried now by a woman of color, a progressive woman of color.
Good.
Arati Kribik. Says that was the straw that broke the camel's back was when Gottheimer did that shit. That's her representative.
So does Gottheimer not give a shit about the Mueller report? Does he not?
Well, this is about the.
The
immigration bill, but I'm sure he probably wants to slow roll the.
Does he not care about
impeachment?
Does he not care about all the shit with the CBP?
He got what he wanted. Pelosi dropped the protections and the House ultimately passed billions of dollars in funding for the Border Patrol and ICE without adding any strings. In the weeks since, high profile reports indicate that human rights violations at the border have continued.
So this is evidence that these moderate Democrats, everything is transactional to them. Every fucking thing.
So Kribich? Kribich. I think it's probably Kribich.
Yes.
Was so stunned that she launched a primary challenge to kick him the fuck out. She says, not only did he stand up for children, did he not stand up for the children in cages, for the humanitarian crisis that's happening at the border, he actively worked against the party on this. This is not leadership. It's folding. She said last year she was a volunteer for his reelection bid against a Republican.
Yes.
But her doubts have been mounting since, and his immigration work pushed her over the edge.
Jesus.
Her declaration elevates the contest for New Jersey's 5th District into a key 2020 battle over the future of the party. In taking on Gottheimer, Kreibich, a neuroscientist, Indian immigrant, and mother of two, is taking direct aim at a locus of conservative power within the Democratic caucus, as well as the big money-friendly model for candidates in swing districts that the party has relied on for decades. God. So this guy's basically a Republican.
Go after this motherfucker.
Oh, you know, he's the dude that chairs the Problem Solvers Caucus.
Oh, Jesus.
Where we need to work with our Republican friends.
Here's the Problem Solvers Caucus. They're a bunch of people who don't mind lying down with racist and Nazis. They don't give a fuck.
An alliance between Republicans and conservative Democrats that advances the priorities of corporate interests in both parties.
Yeah.
He's a blockbuster fundraiser who already has over $5.6 million in the bank for his next contest. Fueled by large donations from Wall Street banks,
perfect,
private equity firms, and hedge funds.
Perfecto.
So, of course, he's for the little guy.
Oh, my God. The Democrats have to get rid of these moderates because they have no place today. They are fucking this. The idea of compromise in politics has really been, you know.
Sorry, the intern's trying to make out with me as we're...
Compromise is romanticized. It really fucking is. That you got to work with the other side. That Joe Biden would brag about working with segregationists. You know, garbage.
Compromise is one thing, but there are just things that are just plain and simple black and white. Kids in cages, people being kept in gulag-like conditions.
Yes.
Children in their own feces. That's black and white. There's no compromise.
But not to
that.
All Democrats.
Well, right.
I mean, that's a real issue. I mean, you can't even get all the Democrats to rally around impeaching this asshole. And the House is all we fucking have. And we can't even get that going correctly.
Jamie Dimon praised these guys. Ugh. Gottheimer is one who voted for bank deregulation that Trump signed into law in 2018.
Deregulation.
And uses his spot on the House Financial Services Committee to raise money from financial institutions and flatter them in public hearings. In April, he told J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon and a slate of other Wall Street CEOs that he was very grateful for how much they've invested in our country.
Jesus Christ. It's terrifying to think that somebody like Jamie Dimon, oh my God.
Dimon.
No
D.
Oh, I've always said Diamond. Oh, and he owns my bank. Jeez. He's going to get a public blow job. Oh, he's giving the public blow job, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Boy, that makes you nervous. What do those politicians give this guy?
Kreibich is relatively new to politics. As a neuroscientist, she specializes in research on addiction, stress, anxiety, and autism.
Right.
She still conducts research on muscular dystrophy for the nonprofit Charlie's Fund. But the Trump election was a turning point in her political consciousness. She decided to run for office in 2017, became the first South Asian woman to win a seat on the Glen Rock, New Jersey Borough Council.
Okay.
Born in India, she moved to the United States at age 11, spent her teenage years in Queens.
Right.
And she became an American citizen at age 19.
Well.
She's an unabashed progressive running in a district that historically backed Republicans before Gottheimer won in 2016.
Go get this Gottheimer piece of shit.
She supports Medicare for All, the Green New Deal, the restoration of Dodd-Frank, financial reforms that Gottheimer and Republicans have chipped away at.
Yes.
Since the law was passed.
I wonder if she supports...
So she's going to be like AOC.
Impeachment?
Taking on a purple Democrat.
Yeah. Does she support impeachment, you think?
Oh, I would... Without a doubt, I would bet.
God damn.
So I will see.
Yeah.
The Gottheimer enjoys the support of the New Jersey political establishment.
Yes.
And his campaign is already touting endorsements from local state people.
Yeah.
A bunch of state, county, you know, state and county people in Jersey. Right.
It would be such a great thing if the Democrats could get together on this impeachment. If they could speak with a unified voice from the House and say, we want to impeach this guy. Wouldn't it make it's hard for me to think that wouldn't make it easier for these purple Democrats to run in 2020.
I think what's interesting is to see how some of these purpley Democrats that unseated Republicans in the last elections,
yes,
might do against a primary from the left. And if they lose the primary, how they would do in the general, like if a previously Republican district would go way left. But it's not.
Yeah.
Again, you know, they talk about AOC like she's Stalin or, yeah, you know, or whatever. And
right,
they're just not.
Yeah.
Universal health care. Every other country in the fucking world has universal health care. Every civilized Western country has universal health care. Equal rights for everybody is a black and white issue.
Yeah, and it's
There's no middle ground.
Right, right.
On gay people should be able to get married.
And it's
There's
weird.
No middle ground.
On the right, it's a black and white issue with the impeachment, for the most part, except it's Justin Amash, who's an independent now. They think no impeachment.
Yes.
So where is the, why do we have this discord on our side then? Why can't we get everybody on board for impeachment? They have it the other way around.
And I think they're wrong as far as, you know, this
the Democrats.
Yeah.
The leadership.
This, we got to go slowly or it's going to backfire on us. It's not going to backfire.
Because during the election, the 2020 election, people are going to have to sit there and explain why they aren't impeaching or why they are impeaching.
And this is
it's insane.
Massive fucking difference between the Republicans impeaching a president over lying about a blowjob.
Yeah.
Versus 400 pages,
yes,
that we have of crimes and misdemeanor, high crimes and misdemeanors.
Right. It's insane.
Vast difference.
And we don't even know the totality. We don't know the totality
of
yes, it.
People got mad at Newt Gingrich and the Republicans for wasting our fucking time and millions of dollars impeaching Bill Clinton when it wouldn't go anywhere. When they knew it wouldn't go anywhere in the Senate. Big difference between that and this.
And what about leadership? God, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Who gives? They have the Mueller report. They know what the man did. If he did something impeachable, impeach him. You can't worry about what Mitch the Bitch is doing down the street. Because you always know Mitch the Bitch is going to do the wrong thing in the Republicans. Right. They're working with Donald Trump.
And the Russians. They have mutual interest.
Well,
with the Russians.
This Charlemagne the God told Stephanie Ruhle today, they're like, the Republicans
is a rapper.
Yeah, no, he has a podcast. I forget the name of the podcast. Fuck, but he's got 8 million listeners.
Oh wow!
And his whole thing is like, well, if Trump is an that's funny. If Trump is an agent of Russia,
stop it.
If he's doing what Vladimir Putin wants him to do, and the Republicans aren't fighting him, then they're abetting this.
Yeah.
So what are you going to get from working with those motherfuckers? They're always going to do the wrong thing.
Stop it.
So just start impeachment proceedings.
That's a deep cut for our Stern fan
listeners.
So there you go. Good on to what's her first name? I already forgot. Arati Krybek.
Yay.
And her run against one of these faux Democrats.
Yes. I mean, it's really frustrating, too, because these centrist Democrats are confusing. Oh, God.
That's funny.
The dog's at war with your microphone. Yes. I think she's winning.
So that's a good a good story.
Yes.
I guess we want to see some of these assholes primaried from the left.
Well, also, I guess it's a good story. I mean, why are there Democrats that exist that think that way?
Well, I mean, there's a spectrum.
Yeah.
Not everybody is as liberal as us.
Right. Well, in the context of the world we're in, it's kind of shocking, isn't it? Because if you're a moderate Democrat, that means you've done some insane fucking brain jujitsu. You're able to compartmentalize a lot of shitty crap to be a moderate.
Right. I mean that fiscal foreign policy disputes are one thing, conservatism versus liberalism. But
yes,
when you get into human rights violations and racism and police abuse,
right,
and the war on drugs and all that shit, it just is.
Yes,
it's black and white. It's
right.
Not, there's no middle ground on racism.
Both sides. Fuck you.
I've got a story here. Thanks for listening to us.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up on the top of the hour here.
Yay.
This is a giant, loud crab diving. Fuck you to Rand Paul.
Eat my dick.
Who, I guess, when he decided to slow roll the vote for the 9/11 responders health fund.
Great.
And be one of two senators to vote against it only.
Right.
That he wasn't feeling despicable enough.
Yes.
So today he went after Ilhan Omar.
Oh, perfect.
Made a comment to, oh, look who he's getting interviewed by. Breitbart.
Pizzagate. Muslim prayer rugs at the border. That's Breitbart.
Rand Paul suggested Representative Ilhan Omar should visit Somalia, where she was born, to get a better appreciation for the United States, calling her ungrateful to be an American.
You piece of shit. Fucking white supremacist fucking asshole.
I don't know what these black people want. We let them go.
Do you remember back?
I mean, come on.
Yes. Do you remember back in the day when Rand Paul was outed for having that white supremacist manage his campaign or something like that?
The guy who wrote for some like fucked up newsletter.
Yeah. But he was his campaign manager,
right? His father had a racist newsletter back in the day.
Yeah. But he's,
yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were supposed to think that was a coincidence.
Rand Paul said, I've met people who've come here from behind the Iron Curtain. They're some of the best Americans we have because they really appreciate how great our country is. And then I hear Representative Omar say America is a terrible place. Citations, by the way. She points out problems.
Well,
like deep systemic cultural racism.
Yeah.
Hello.
Right.
Point to me where any of these representatives have said America is a shitty place. America is a terrible place. I say that. I say America's a shithole right now.
Right. There's a lot of deplorable bullshit
going on, Rand,
in this country.
Come at me, Rand. I'll tackle you, you bitch, like your neighbor.
Oh, yeah. God.
I abhor violence. I would not.
Me too, but his neighbor's my hero. Go ahead.
Well, let's just say in the likelihood of statues being erected.
Yes. Ooh.
There would more likely be a statue erected to Rand Paul's neighbor than to him ever.
Oh, agreed.
So he said, listen to this. She came here and we fed her. We clothed her. She got welfare. She got schooling. She got health care. And then, lo and behold, she has the honor of actually winning a seat in Congress. And she says we're a terrible country. I think that's about as ungrateful as you can get.
Good God.
And
Jesus
so I'm willing to contribute
Christ.
To buy her a ticket to go visit Somalia. That's a sea hair away from go back to where you came from.
Yeah.
I think she can look and maybe learn a little bit about the disaster that is Somalia. She knows what she left you, asshole.
What does that have to do with her message as a representative?
And this is a lie. That has no capitalism. That's the problem with Somalia. It's all capitalism.
There's no,
with no law.
There's no regulation.
Yeah. You could buy and sell people in Somalia. There's capitalism out every asshole.
It's a libertarian's wet dream.
Exactly. No capitalism, you lying fuck.
No, Rand, in that country, people like you can do whatever they fucking want.
Pirate.
Because there's no fucking checks and balances, right?
Yeah.
These white supremacists that litter our government and our cops would have no check. They could do whatever the fuck they wanted.
So he says maybe after she's visited Somalia for a while, she might come back and appreciate America more.
And who the fuck is Rand Paul? Hey, are you so enlightened, motherfucker? Why don't you go back to where you quote unquote came from? What does he mean?
Why don't you give yourself another accreditation?
Oh, yes. Is he one of those?
He
gives himself
He is an optometrist?
Yeah.
Ophthalmologist is a doctor.
Yes.
Optometrist is the eye specialist that can't do surgery and stuff,
and
right?
Ornithologist. Birds.
I don't know what he is, but... Right.
Well, he's a cunt.
Regardless, he gave himself some ophthalmologist designation of a group that he created himself.
I'm the Grand Kegel.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I'm certified with the Kentucky Optometry Association.
And by that, I mean
is my
clan.
Own association.
What level is he in the clan? Is he a Grand Kegel or is he
know.
A douchebag?
So, Tom Arnold, imagine being Rand Paul's next door neighbor and having to deal with Rand Paul lying, cowardly, circular, whiny bullcrap about lawn clippings. No wonder he ripped his toupee off.
Ah, did he really in the fight?
No.
Does Rand Paul wear a toupee?
I don't think so. I just think it's really, there's that speculation. I just think the answer came in a interview he did one time where they found out he cuts his own hair.
Why does he do that?
He's an asshole. I don't know.
Why, when I search Rand Paul toupee in Google Images, two pictures of Ilhan Omar come up? Oh, because he's talking about it.
Now they're saying that's very uncivil of Tom Arnold to talk about attacking poor Rand Paul. Donald Trump Jr. retweeted Tom Arnold. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar retweeting calls for political violence against Rand Paul.
Yes.
I'm not surprised and look forward to the forthcoming silence from the media on the issue. That's DJ Jr.
Oh, yes. You know, I think BuzzFeed, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Rand Paul obviously has a toupee. It's obviously.
I don't think so.
That's not his fucking hair.
I think that's his hair.
I don't know why BuzzFeed did a side-by-side of Rand Paul and Justin Timberlake. I think they're making the point that they have the same hairstyle. I think BuzzFeed needs to apologize to Justin Timberlake.
There it is. Rand Paul offering to buy ungrateful.
Good God.
That's the white supremacist trope. The blacks are ungrateful. What more do they want? We freed them.
They want to...
They got BET awards and shit. They got all kinds of stuff. What more of those blacks want?
Human rights are something you have if you're human. And Ilhan Omar is human. Like Rand Paul is human.
Mm.
They want to be treated.
I want evidence.
Like, I know. He's an android. Maybe the hair's fake. Maybe his whole fucking...
The hair's all it's real.
He's an android.
He's fake.
Yes.
Also in the news.
Yes.
Here in Trump's America.
Hello.
This one's pretty gross.
Okay.
This is a, there was a study done and a poll.
Ooh, poll.
That, according to a survey, 20%, according to a survey of 2,000 Americans, some of which identified as having worked as a deliverer for at least one food delivery app.
Yes.
28% of delivery drivers confess to nibbling on an order here and there.
That's so funny.
54% of those say they simply couldn't resist the smell.
What? I mean...
And now consumers are pissed off, and 85% of consumers want some kind of tamper-resistant label, like a seal, a wax seal you put over your fucking chicken wings that get delivered.
Listen, I will not have my feet bitten during the show. Okay, I am talking to the intern. You know how you fix that problem? Because a friend of mine. Not a friend, let's say an acquaintance, this comic who is a supreme fucking asshole. This guy's a
that
fucking...
That doesn't narrow it down, to be honest.
He's a bag of dicks. And this dude was bitching about a Postmate thing. He ordered on Postmate. He had some food delivered. You know, Postmate is It's a delivery service. It's an app. It's like an app that Story was talking about. And this guy was bitching it. He had to go out to the car of the delivery person, grab the delivery and come back in.
Oh, gasp.
Yeah, and he said, he goes, I'm not going to be some bitch and tip a Postmate driver that doesn't get out of his car to deliver my tacos. And then a friend of his commented on the thread. He said, I drive Postmates, and here's how much I get paid per order. And he had an example of what an order cost.
And how shitty it is, yeah.
Dude, they're making a buck.
Yeah.
Maybe. They're going somewhere... picking something up that you ordered, they're bringing it to you in a car, and they're getting about a dollar.
Is that their policy, that they don't get out of their car, or was this guy just one guy who...
I think it is when parking's impossible. This guy lives in Hollywood, and I think parking is impossible.
Oh, fuck that, yeah.
But also, they're only getting a dollar. They're only getting a dollar. Right. So instead of a tamper-proof thing, how about pay them $2? Pay them more. They need to get paid more.
Right.
Nobody needs to eat the I agree. You shouldn't eat people's food. But you know what? Fuck off. They ain't making shit. Pay them more. Then maybe nobody gets their fries nibbled upon. Or order the guy. Here, if you're ordering from Postmates and you're ordering something from Taco Bell, like my cheap-ass douchebag comedian associate was.
Order. Oh my God. He ordered Taco Bell?
He ordered Taco Bell! It cost...
Wait, you can do that?
Yes, I know, dude. but the delivery guy just netted like $1.15 on the fucking order. What is the man supposed to do? Go back and buy goods and services through a fucking time machine? How do you exist on that? Order the Postmate a fucking taco, dickhead. And in the notes of the order, say one of these tacos is for the fucking Postmate guy. Or something. I don't know.
Also, in business news.
Yes.
Siri.
Yes.
The headline at The Guardian.
Right.
The story says, Apple contractors regularly hear confidential medical information, drug deals, and recordings of couples having sex as part of their job providing quality control or grading the company's Siri voice assistant. So anytime you use Siri, there's a possibility that what you just asked Siri is going to be heard by some developer to QA how well Siri is doing. And sometimes they hear people fucking or drug deals going on.
Right. On Siri? The point is, there's always a microphone and a camera on your smart device. And it's not crazy to think that someone could be listening to the bullshit you're
saying. A small portion of Siri requests are analyzed to improve Siri and dictation. User requests are not associated with the user's ID. Okay. Siri responses are analyzed in secure facilities, and all reviewers are under the obligation to adhere to Apple's strict confidentiality requirements.
Under the obligation. Okay, they're not going to. An obligation? That doesn't sound real binding to me. They don't give a fuck.
And this is not comforting. Only a very small random subset, less than 1% of daily Siri activations, How many fucking Siri activations are there worldwide every day? Only one, less than 1%.
Everything that you just read is a lie. There's no way. Bullshit. This is a small... They're taking all that data, right? That would be called they're taking the metadata, right? So every word anybody says in Siri has to exist somewhere.
Yes.
So they're doing everything they can with that data.
Well, allegedly. I don't know if they delete it or erase it. I know they've been having problems with these Alexa things too.
Yeah.
These home Cortana, whatever these home assistants are, yeah, that are listening to you all the fucking time.
Right.
They had whole conversations recorded.
It's insane for us to think that
they're changing that now. Yeah.
Yeah. That
allegedly,
because that data exists and it's not being used for certain things because you sign a user agreement is nuts. Yeah. They're doing whatever the fuck they want.
Siri can be accidentally activated when it mistakenly hears its wake word, the phrase "Hey Siri."
God. I don't use Siri a lot. Only when I'm goofing around on the show.
A whistleblower,
yes,
said there have been countless instances of recordings featuring private discussions between doctors and patients.
Oh my God.
Business deals, seemingly criminal dealings, sexual encounters, and so on.
Oh God.
But wait. This says the recordings are accompanied by user data showing location, contact details, and app data. So they said
everything.
But it's not associated with your ID.
Bullshit. Didn't you say they described it as a small few? Just a little bit of that data gets used incorrectly.
Well, it gets looked at.
Yeah.
A small percentage. They don't say any of it gets used incorrectly.
But we just heard one user say it was a lot. Countless. I just heard the word countless.
Well, this is my point is less than 1% of all Siri questions in a day is still going to be
a fuck
millions
ton
of Siri queries in a day, right, I would assume. Right. How many iPhones are out there?
I mean, all that exists, right? I mean, when you say something into Siri, surely that is recorded somewhere, right?
I think the point is that it's not supposed to be, but some of it is for quality control purposes,
yeah,
is what they're saying. But then these, like, these home assistants have been found to record hours.
Just everything.
A conversation going on.
The byproduct of all this shit has to be that they have your username and they have all this bullshit you've said in Siri, and somewhere every single word gets put in a spreadsheet, and then some wacko is able to sell that off to some list brokerage place.
Or hack.
I assume.
What if they hack into your Cortana or your
God, I don't
Siri
know.
Or your whatever. Alexa.
You know what happens in high school and junior high? People pick on these quote-unquote nerds, I used air quotes, and geeks and shit like this. And then what happens is the nerds and the geeks, they get out into the world and they get to learn a bunch of shit. And now they're going to rain unholy hell upon these jocks. Yeah. And this is called...
Well, I mean, WikiLeaks.
Right? They're going to fuck us up because these asshole jocks in high school tortured them.
Also in the news, everybody, don't forget, if you want to help us out, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay.
Every time you go to Amazon to buy some shit, you can use our link, and we get a little commission on that, and it doesn't cost you fuck all. It just helps us out.
Everybody's getting paid.
I've got a story here.
Yes.
About the, well, this is, you remember that little shit stain?
Ooh.
High schooler who went viral and the story went crazy because he stood in front of that Native American protester.
Oh, yeah,
who was chanting, and he seemed to be dismissive and nasty and arrogant to this guy, and there were some
right
nasty white kids in the background doing tomahawk chops and things like that.
Assholes.
Yes, a herd of assholes.
Yes, a gaggle.
Well, for some reason, of course, well, not for some reason, conservative media, of course, embraced them. And were like, oh, these poor white boys are being wrongfully accused of this. We did the story of how, what is this little turd's name?
That was just the MAGA kid?
Yeah.
Did they have MAGA hats on?
Yes, several of them did.
God, can you imagine letting your child go outside in a fucking MAGA hat? Oh, my God.
It was from Covington Catholic High School.
Ooh, wee wee.
Oh, Catholic school, of course.
Oh, yes. They love this shit.
I'm sure I'll get... Oh, Nicholas Sandman.
Right.
Is the asshole's name.
Yes.
Federal judge in Kentucky has made a ruling on the $250 million libel suit against the Washington Post.
Oh, God.
That little snowflake and some evil, greedy, conservative lawyer fucks.
Absolutely.
Have tried to extract. This bullshit that they're doing. It's like they're flinging these ridiculous lawsuits. I don't know if they're just trying to chip away at everything. It's like Devin Nunes suing his cow.
Right.
And they're suing the Sacramento Bee for doing the story about some shenaniganry in a winery that he invested in. That was it. They never said he was involved in shenaniganry.
Right.
They just pointed out that there was some shit going on at some winery out there, and Devin Nunes, the representative, is an investor.
They want to scare people away from resisting.
And with these frivolous, you know, they squeal about frivolous lawsuits, try to make everything go into arbitration. All their corporate fuck buddies,
yes,
their golfing whore buddies,
right?
But this, we can't have this. We're gonna sue. And the lawyers for this kid, this asshole.
Yeah.
I remember them saying, "Well, this is just the beginning." The Washington Post. We're going to sue everybody. Everyone that did the story that this kid's a racist.
Well, they want to scare people from speaking out. They want to put a price tag on the truth to standing up to these fucking assholes.
The suit was brought claiming the organization's coverage of his and his fellow students' encounter with an American Indian activist was false and defamatory.
Can we start suing Fox News for this? I mean...
well, U.S. District Judge William Bertelsmann,
yes,
has ruled that 7 Washington Post articles and 3 of its tweets,
yes,
about Nicholas Sandman, part of the group of Catholic kids. He was the main asshole who was standing smugly smirking in front of the activist.
Right.
Are protected by the First Amendment.
Wow.
In analyzing 33 statements over which Sandman sued.
Yes.
The judge found none of them defamatory.
Right.
Instead, the vast majority constituted opinion, it said.
But the case had to be brought, right?
Well, yeah, they had to file.
Yeah. So I wonder, I mean,
but now it's dismissed.
Yeah.
So the judge is like, get the fuck out.
Yeah. So what did the defendant spend? What did the Post spend?
Well, that's the thing is, that's why they should have these frivolous lawsuit protections that the loser should have to pay for the court costs and and the lawyers for the other side.
Well, the Devin Nunes cow lawsuit, right? Devin Nunes is suing the person that started that Twitter.
He's suing first to get the identity of that person because Twitter's saying, fuck you.
So he would sue Twitter.
We're not giving you that identity. He's suing Twitter to get the identity of the person behind Devin Nunes' cow.
Oh, my God.
So that he can then sue for defamation.
Dude, that is just, all this is just a war on people speaking up and speaking out against obvious bullshit. You don't want to scare people.
Few principles of law are as well established as the rule that statements of opinion are not actionable in libel actions.
Yes.
The dog is laying in my lap on her back, looking up at me now, and yes, she's been like biting my fingers and stuff, and she just looked at me with like this hideous snarl on her face, like some demon dog.
It's weird that
she just morphed.
Oh yes, we have an intern that doesn't know we have a podcast.
She doesn't care.
No, I know.
Right. The statements that Sandman challenges constitute protected opinions that may not form the basis for a defamation claim, the judge wrote. Well, the parents, who are great parents, teaching their son perpetual white victimhood.
Oh, yeah.
In the perfect Trumpian, Republican, conservative way.
Well, victimhood. They got the hood part right. He's got that Make America Great Again hat on.
Ted Sandman said, I believe in fighting for justice for my son and my family. It's of vital national importance. If what was done to Nicholas is not legally actionable, then no one is safe.
Didn't they just report on what the fuck he did?
Well, and there were probably some opinion pieces that said, look, this kid, I think this kid's a little racist shit stain. But guess what? I get to say, I think
yes,
this kid is a racist shit stain.
But it's not like they hacked into the guy's computer and found racist shit he said.
No, we have video.
Yeah. I mean, this is insane.
This yeah.
I mean, it's nuts.
In his lawsuit, it says the Post asserted that his stories were accurate and did not impugn the reputation.
Yes.
Of Sandman.
Right.
A Covington Catholic High School student who entered a social media maelstrom, great word, after video footage shot during a chaotic afternoon on the mall in D.C.
Yes.
showed him standing face to face with a drum beating Indian elder named Nathan Phillips. In the suit, Sandman claimed the gist of the Post's first article was that he assaulted or physically intimidated Phillips and, quote, engaged in racist conduct and taunts.
The gist?
That's a quote.
How do you go after someone legally for a gist?
The judge wrote, but this is not supported by the plain language in the article, which states no such thing.
Right.
So that's not even an opinion piece.
God. So they went after, geez, that's so fucked up. So stupid.
When the videos went viral showing Sandman and other students wearing Make America Great Again hats, commentators saw an opportunity to criticize supporters of Trump. Many claimed that Sandman and the other students' behavior reflected a disrespect for the Native American elder, who was also a military veteran.
Yeah. Well, right. So this is all about these right-wing nutjob butthurt motherfuckers that, you know, they want to say the N-word, and they want to be racist, but they don't want to be marginalized for being racist.
Phillips was part of an Indigenous People's March on that same day.
Yes.
Said in that first article that the incident, the teen blocked his way as he was trying to reach the top of the Lincoln Memorial steps. Sandman said he was just remaining motionless and calm in hopes of soothing emotions at the scene.
Oh, my God. Bullshit. They want this. See, those racists on the other side, the fucking... the bad guys, they want this. They want a confrontation. Why? Yeah. Why block his path? Why do that?
The Post lawyers noted that several of Sandman's complaints stemmed from the article's descriptions of the crowd's behavior in general and yeah, not his. The judge agreed and said, and while unfortunate, it is further irrelevant that Sandman was scorned on social media.
Yeah, how the fuck... how does anybody control that?
Right.
If you outwardly and openly say you're a fucking racist and then people go after you on social media, well,
right,
that's what happens, dumbass.
The court accepts Sandman's statement that when he was standing motionless in the confrontation with Phillips, his intent was to calm the situation and not impede or block anyone. However, Phillips did not see it that way. He concluded he was being blocked and not allowed to retreat. He passed these conclusions on to the Post. His conclusions may have been erroneous, but they are opinion.
Yeah.
Protected by the First Amendment, the Post is not liable for publishing these opinions.
Of course.
So the Post can say, this guy said this.
God, I mean, we're talking about the Washington Post, so they're loaded and shit. But it's crazy that some lunatic can sue.
So
based on nothing.
Yeah. So Trump can say, I think Elijah Cummings is corrupt and crooked. So I guess by these standards, then Elijah Cummings should be suing the fuck out of Trump.
Oh, yes.
And Trump has frequently said, we need to revisit the libel laws.
No, I bet they would love that because then, you know.
Well, just for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's say you have a podcast and you might say something on the podcast. Some lunatic right-wing nut job GOP hears it and they're like, oh, I think we should sue these guys.
Oh, you libeled me.
One letter.
Pfeiffer said I have a, said my hair's fake.
And you know what? Right. Yeah. And Rand Paul could do that and he would crush this podcast with one lawsuit. Because now, since I got to go to court over this bullshit, I got to hire a lawyer. Boom. Bankrupted. Right there.
So the Post says, we are pleased the case has been dismissed.
Yeah. God.
But they're gonna appeal. My son, what happened to him happens to other people.
Other what people,
how are
Pat?
Going to get a settlement? That's what they're hoping for. You know that's what they're hoping for.
And the truth is, Dick Bag, whoever this is, your shitty son and what he went through, there's going to be more of that. Because people aren't putting up with your racist bullshit anymore.
And good on the Post for fighting.
Absolutely.
And not settling.
Oh, my God. Of course.
So, which is probably what these shit stains were angling for.
Yeah. Why would they think the Washington Post would fucking settle? Oh, my.
Make it go away. Lawyer probably told them, hey, these guys will probably, they don't want to go be in litigation forever. So they're probably just going to settle.
Yeah. And that would be a betrayal to whoever wrote that piece.
We'll take 40% of whatever they settle for.
I hope that's what all these news organizations do. You got to protect the journalists.
Stop. Eating the microphone.
Yeah. That's a lot of you guys.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. We may have to buy a new microphone.
And here's a tip. Here's a pro tip. If you're a podcaster, do not eat your microphone.
Right.
It's detrimental.
Maybe get an older, more well-behaved dog from the shelters. Instead of a.
She's just playing, man.
I know. She's awesome.
Do you know that's a microphone?
Okay. She's becoming quite popular in the neighborhood now.
Yes.
Early morning walks.
Listen, if she's not careful, she's going to end up with her own podcast on the Crab Diving Network.
Everybody thinks she's so cute.
Yeah.
Monster.
Right.
Yeah, it's you. So thanks for joining us, everybody, again. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yay.
If you're in Modesto...
Okay.
Scenic and lovely Modesto.
Right. It's in Northern Cal or
Northernish, I think,
yes.
Right? You can sometime in August.
Yes.
If you're a butthurt white straight evangelical asshole.
Oh boy, God.
You can go to Graciada Park in Modesto. Ooh. On the 24th.
Nine!
To Modesto's own Straight Pride Parade.
Hell yeah! What do you do to Straight Pride Parade? Good God.
There was a Straight Pride Parade in Boston, which I don't think it was that...
Did anyone go? I heard not one single news story.
I don't know if it happened yet. I think it's still on the planning... stage.
Did these straight people with this straight pride, I have a serious question. Did they think they will out parade the people in charge of all these gay pride parades across the country?
Oh, God, I hope not. I don't want to see any of these people in like sequin thongs and stuff. These are the people who need to need to not be out wearing skimpy clothing and I mean, don't.
I've been to a fuck ton of these pride parades, and it's about a celebration of people being gay. It's inclusive.
Yes.
It's a celebration of life, but the straight pride parade, that seems like they're celebrating exclusivity.
Weeks after plans for a straight pride parade in Boston sparked ire of LGBTQ rights advocates across the country.
Right, right.
Another group has come forward with a similar proposal, this time in Modesto.
Yes.
An organization calling itself, oh, these must be great people, the National Straight Pride Coalition.
Please, someone there, I'm praying to a non-existent God. Dear Aquaman, if you're listening, let someone from this, what is this organization again?
The National Straight Pride Coalition, Ryan.
Let someone from that coalition be filmed sucking a cock behind a dumpster somewhere at a truck stop.
Again?
Jeez. What? Who are these people?
Well, but this is going to be more inclusive, Ryan.
Boy.
Because unlike the Boston event, the Modesto version appears to encompass other right-leaning stances.
We invited the Klan!
It's being promoted as a celebration of heterosexuality as well as Western civilization, Christianity, and babies born and unborn.
What if they're not white? What if these babies aren't white?
The National Pride Coalition's Don Grundman.
Nine!
Oh.
Yeah.
Just a coincidence.
You're wearing your Hitler khakis for this one, dickhead?
Said that the parade is intended as a response to, quote, anyone that supports the LGBTQ lifestyle. Essentially, it boils down to two religious views of the world, he said. He's a chiropractor and an herbalist who unsuccessfully has run for Senate on 5 occasions. He says, one is Christianity, which is represented by heterosexuality, a culture of life, and its opponent is the LGBT movement, which is represented by an opposing religion and an opposing view of life.
He's an herbalist, and what was the first thing?
A chiropractor.
Hey, you Nazi bonecracker, you. How does a guy that's such an asshole, such a dickhead, how does he get into herbal shit? An herbalist? What does that mean? He tells me how much ginkgo biloba to chew before I'm not an asshole or some shit like that?
Yeah, he tells Alex Jones herbs? How much horny goat weed to take to make his dick hard.
Oh, what a fucking loser. I'm an herbalist. And the bigot.
So, there you go.
On the Venn diagram, I mean, that's got to be a small, like, herbalist, homophobic, bigot, dickhead. How does that even cross over?
Jesus.
Yes. I mean, do I not have an understanding of herbalists? Plants. Right?
No. Yeah, sure.
Like hippie kind of shit.
Well, yeah.
Like weed, herb.
Sure.
Okay.
But, you know, some of the herb communities are pretty conspiracy theory-ish.
Like potheads?
Not that herb community.
Not that herb, okay.
Well, some.
God. If I was in charge of this country and you were a racist, a bigot, a homophobe, and these fucking garbage dick bags, no weed for you until you prove otherwise. No weed for you. Until you prove otherwise. Let that sink in, Nazi potheads.
Both Modesto and Boston offered the same rationale in granting permits that, you know, we might not share the same beliefs, but
yes,
we can't deny a permit based on their beliefs like that.
Wow. You can't. I mean, if you listen to this guy's statement, I mean, he is being exclusionary. He's
but
celebrating
he
straight pride, but shitting on the LGBT.
Yes.
Why do we have to allow for that with a permit for a fucking parade? Because couldn't you say by the nature of his group, the exclusionary nature of his group, it promotes violence?
I don't know where they're promoting violence.
Yeah.
The group in Boston organizing the event is called Super Happy Fun America.
That's the straight pride parade?
Yes.
Super Happy Fun America. Who thought of that?
Though members offer few specifics, the event will apparently include both a parade and a straight pride flag raising ceremony.
What does a straight pride flag look like? I mean, come on, guys.
A number of lawmakers and celebrities have rebuked Super Happy Fun America's plans, including AOC, rock band Smash Mouth, and Captain America star Chris Evans. At her June concert in London, pop singer Halsey blasted the planned event in an emotional speech honoring a local lesbian couple who was beaten and robbed while riding a city bus.
Wow.
You hear about that story, by the way? There was, I saw some of the comments about this story, and God damn, there's just so many garbage revolting people out there.
Oh, yes.
Two women were riding one of those double-decker buses.
Okay.
I think kind of late night in England.
Hello.
And they said that they had were probably holding hands, maybe kissed, but they weren't like scissoring.
Right.
They weren't 69ing up in the bus.
Yes.
when some assholes came up to them, four guys, I guess, and were trying to make them kiss.
Oh, God. Ugh. Lugs.
And it escalated from there. And I guess one of the women kind of told them off. Next thing you know, they beat the shit out of those two women. Like, bloody.
Oh, my God.
And stole their shit. Stole their, like, their phones and their stuff.
Did they catch them?
They finally did.
Yeah.
For high school yobs.
High school kids.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But, you know, social, I'm going to use this in the non-pejorative, social justice warriors.
That's a good thing.
Who care.
If you call me a social justice warrior, I will say, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Outraged. You know, just the look at two lesbians and the first thing they do is you two should. Oh, wait, it's Britain. You two should kiss. Why don't you kiss? Why don't you Mike?
Yes. Why? Because this is how they think. You exist as a plaything for my enjoyment because I'm a wacko.
But then there were so many of these assholes in the comments who were like, well, we only have the word of those two lesbians. We know that those people make up stuff.
But they were the ones assaulted. And they were beaten up.
Of their pulped, bloody faces.
So what these yobs are saying, we don't know what they said to provoke it.
Exactly.
So in their fucked up brain, they're thinking you can say something that can offend someone so much that it's fine to beat the fuck out of them. That's crazy.
Or that they started it or, you know.
Yes.
But then they've caught these four guys and they found out this is exactly what happened. They beat and robbed these women after trying to get them to kiss.
God. How stupid.
So that's what Halsey was referring to in this concert.
Right.
She told the crowd, every fucking day on public transport is a straight pride parade.
Yeah.
She wore a T-shirt reading, fuck your straight pride.
Awesome. By the way, I looked up this straight pride flag.
Yes.
It sucks. It sucks.
Is it like a dick going into a vagina or something?
No, it's just like it's the female sign and then the male sign behind stripes, and it's in black and white. God, I found a place where you could buy this. Ugh. God damn.
So there you go. If you want to attend the straight pride parade, y'all.
Hey,
in Modesto.
Hey, charmtees.com. I don't know who the fuck you are, but you should check out what the fuck is on your website.
So, we also have, do you have more?
Oh, no, I was just looking at charmtees. I mean, they sell the straight pride flag. No, I don't.
Well, that might be like a one of those where you design your own, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you should figure, but it's on there. Like I can buy, I mean, figure it out what's on your fucking website. Don't sell that Charmtees straight
you probably
pride
get a,
flag
I'll
thing.
Bet they sell Confederate flags too.
God damn.
The, we've got a little bit of news as far as case over Trump's state tax returns.
Okay.
A federal judge has ordered that the parties in the lawsuit over Trump's state tax returns should see if they can reach an agreement.
What?
To prevent the case from becoming moot. The U.S. District Court for D.C. Judge Carl Nichols ordered Trump, the House Ways and Means Committee, and New York officials to confer and file a status report by 6 p.m. tomorrow, either outlining an agreement or laying out the party's positions if there is no agreement.
Right.
Trump filed an emergency motion last week. That's when, after New York passed that law and Cuomo signed it, remember, saying that the New York State can and should provide the state tax returns.
Yes.
To Congress if they are so requested.
And then he filed the emergency motion.
Filed the emergency.
So he did, because he's above the law, that's what he thinks.
The motion asked the court to enjoin the Ways and Means Committee from requesting Trump's state tax returns under the new New York law until the president had an opportunity for judicial review. So in other words, put a hold on giving them my taxes until we find out if this law is legal.
But wait, what? If you were any other person on the planet, no one would give a fuck about that motion, right?
Correct.
I mean, what does that motion have to do with Donald Trump's lawsuit? To me, that's someone making a law, you know, for our government, and he just so happens to have a lawsuit that is affected by it. I don't get it. That's weird. I mean, I understand why he's doing it, but that he can do it is crazy.
But the judge is right. If you know, you can't put the cat back in the bag, or the toothpaste back in the tube.
Right.
That's a better analogy. The if New York State hands over his tax returns and then another court says, well, you know, that law isn't valid, then it's too late. So it's a correct decision as far as holding them from doing that, but this court case will still continue, and once that gets decided,
right,
if it is ultimately decided, he'll probably appeal to the Supreme Court, who will either pick it up or just ignore it and allow the lower court to stay.
This man is slow rolling everything until he's reelected.
He's hoping, yeah.
Jesus.
He said, and the committee won't be harmed by holding the, you know, there's no harm being done to the committee by saying, let's hold for a couple of weeks until.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So we're waiting on again that, see, that's a small victory that they had the motion to wait
until tomorrow at 6 p.m.
They got to get a status report
where they either need to agree on something or let's start the proceedings and tell me, you know, start letting us know your stances.
Right.
So that's good news, I guess.
Okay.
Continuing on, one of the many lawsuits.
Yes.
Against our wonderful president.
You know, I got nervous today because I started thinking about how everyone felt in 2016 before that night he got fucking elected. Boy, people were confident. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, but sleepy.
Hillary was going to lose.
And unaware.
And the Senate would go blue, right?
But now we know.
And the House.
No, the House we knew would go. Yeah. Or the House we thought would go blue. I don't think they thought the Senate would go blue.
No, I remember people having hopes, holding out hope.
Well, there's always hope.
For that. Man. I'm getting nervous now because what I hear on TV is the Dems can take the Senate, guys. And the Dems are surely going to win in 2020. What if they don't?
I'm sure Trump will be rage tweeting about this.
Yes.
I've got another story. We've got a few more minutes here on the big old show. Speaking of, do you remember? I think I started this story on Friday. We got sidetracked.
Yes.
Cesar Sayoc, the MAGA bomber.
Oh, yeah. The guy in the crazy fucking truck with all the bumper stickers.
That sent out a shit ton of pipe bombs to everyone from President Soros. Trump to or President Obama to Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Clinton,
right.
Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden got one.
Yes.
He pleaded guilty in March to mailing IEDs to 13 people.
Jeez.
Including many Democratic prominent officials.
Right.
He drove around in a van festooned with political stickers and rants.
Ooh, festooned. I love that word.
It's a great word.
Yes.
Word. Well, now his lawyers have filed a sentencing memo that are trying to mitigate, you know, some of his sentencing.
Jeez.
Citing that he was radicalized.
Okay.
And one of the sources of his radicalization in court documents is Fox News.
So they're saying Fox News should be in trouble for this, not this dude.
One of the defenders said, Mr. Sayoc was an ardent Trump fan, and when Trump announced he was running for president, Mr. Sayoc enthusiastically supported him.
Right.
He began watching Fox News religiously at the gym, planning his morning workout to coincide with Fox and Friends.
Right.
And his evenings to dovetail with Hannity.
Oh, my God.
Good morning, Mr. Sayoc. It's Steve Doocy here. We're going to start your morning radicalization, and then we're going to hand you off to Hannity, who's really going to make you crazy.
Yeah. I mean, why can't it be both? Why can't Fox share some blame with this lunatic?
Cable news watching wasn't an activity for him, but by the count of his lawyers, he spent most of his life free from politics. You're not getting up on the news. Then came Donald Trump.
Yes.
They said Sayoc knew Trump from his motivational tapes. Quote, Mr. Sayoc viewed Donald Trump as everything he wanted to be.
Right.
Self-made, successful, and a playboy.
Oh, a rapist. God, see this fucked up thing Trump has with women, you know, where he rapes them. I think a lot of people like this. They like how Trump refers to how Trump can refer to women. I think they like that. Really fucked
up. He listened to titles such as Think Like a Billionaire. Everything you need to know about success, real estate, and life and Trump. Life and Trump, how to get rich. The tapes helped him dream of a better life and motivated him to keep going. This is his lawyers. He pushed himself to work multiple jobs at once to get back on his feet. He followed Donald Trump's career, watched his television shows, purchased Trump-branded products, and attended a Trump-sponsored coaching event.
Oh.
In South Florida.
Oh,
he was a Donald
God.
Trump super fan.
But see, this super fan fucked up. He didn't do the one key thing. He didn't scrabble his way out of a very rich vagina. That is the one thing Trump did right. And that's all he did right.
Mr. Sayoc began watching Fox News religiously.
Yes.
Excuse me. And following Trump supporters on social media. He became a vocal political participant on Facebook.
Yay!
Something he had not done previously. He was not discerning of the pro-Trump information he received. And by the time of his arrest, he was connected to hundreds of right-wing Facebook groups. Many of these groups promoted various conspiracy theories and, more generally, the ideas that Trump's critics are dangerous, unpatriotic, and evil.
So he got radicalized by Fox News and then mailed a fuck ton of people bombs. That's what happened.
They deployed provocative language to depict Democrats as murderous, terroristic, and violent. Fox News furthered these arguments. For example, just days before Mr. Sayoc mailed his packages, Sean Hannity said on his program, quote, a large number of Democratic leaders are encouraging mob violence against their political opponents.
He's getting radicalized.
Yeah.
That's all this is.
See,
at least in Canada, they don't let Fox News sit in the news category. Why do we allow that?
Right. The and Hannity went after Eric Holder, who was commenting on the before the midterms.
Yes.
He mentioned Michelle Obama's "When they go low, we go high." But right. Eric Holder said, "No, when they go low, we kick them." That's what this new Democratic Party is about.
Don't we wish? Don't we fucking
but
wish?
But that was Hannity then saying, "Look at the Democrats are encouraging mob violence against conservatives."
The Democrats can't even get on the same page about punching Nazis. Please, with the mob violence. Please. God.
Hannity is a full, this is from the Washington Post. Hannity is a full hour of frothing pro-Trump rants. Fox and Friends is a softer, friendlier version on the theme with occasional dissents offered.
No, oh, yes.
There's no indication in the filing. In other words, it's Sayoc enjoyed a special report with Brett Baer or America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer and Sandra Smith, two of the network's news side programs. So Sayoc wasn't watching Shep Smith.
No.
He was watching the Fox and Friends, and he was watching Hannity, and probably Judge fucking Jeanine, probably who's the old man that yells at the clouds?
The guy, he was on Lou Dobbs.
Lou Dobbs, and British Lou Dobbs on Fox Business, which is Stuart Varney.
And he believed them.
Yeah.
All he did was actually believe them and then act on it.
And felt that he had to send bombs to 13 people.
Jeez.
So there you go. The lawyers for the MAGA bomber are saying, hey, Fox News radicalized our client.
I mean, you know, I guess you can't go after Fox News.
What a shocker.
Yeah. How great.
And like Fox cares.
They don't give a fuck. Yeah. They don't fucking care.
Maybe one of the sons.
Yes. I just can't imagine.
Well, allegedly, one of the one son that was supposed to take over Fox News, that section, is less goose-stepping, fascistic, racist, xenophobic than his dad, who is
a big load.
One of the big criminals of the 20th and 21st centuries, in my opinion.
And his son will live off riches.
Oh, yeah.
From radicalizing people.
Sure.
If you're better, then be better. Be better than your dad.
Be best.
You know, sell Fox News off, donate the money to the ACLU. Why not do that?
Well, some of the loonies are worried, and there was a murmur that Hannity was thinking of bailing because they may, you know, try to be a less insane network.
See, and that to me is more crazy. When people dress up the Republican Party and when they say things like, oh, the other side or the opposition, that sort of says that they're not nuts and not, quote unquote, radical and violent.
Speaking of nuts.
Yes.
So much of what is happening globally with this acknowledgement of Israel, support for Israel, is tied directly to our current president. Unlike anyone before him, he has shown this kind of support you're talking about and encouraged this kind of prayer for the nation of Israel. I'd love for you to comment on that because I know you have a little bit of an inside track with respect to that and to him.
Yes, I serve on the President's Faith Advisory Initiative. I'm extremely grateful to be able to do that. I want your listeners to know.
I serve on the President's Faith and Bible Initiative. Michelle Bachmann, y'all.
Yes.
Never before have I ever seen a more pro-Israel president. He does things in his life. He says things with his mouth that are dishonoring. But I will say, he is without a doubt the most biblical president I have ever seen.
He says things with his mouth that.
I mean, the problem is, she's saying that Trump's mouth just is not connected to his brain, but to some other, like some racist organ in his body that says the N-word.
Sometimes just things, he just come out, but he is. Without a doubt, the most biblical president I've ever seen.
God. When racists say things like Donald Trump isn't a racist, here's why. I mean.
Repeat that.
Who do they think they're trying to convince. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He is the most biblical president I have ever seen in what he does. His actions are remarkable. And I would ask the audience to please pray for him continually. We've never seen a president under more attack, more undeserved attack. But I think
undeserved attack.
Good God.
I think it's because, again, of the day that we live in, the deception that we live in, and the demonic presence of so many evil things in our society. He deserves our prayers. He needs our prayers. And again, God will answer those prayers.
As long as you're not a homosexual, God will answer those prayers.
Where is this victimhood coming from? I mean, is Donald Trump not in the White House? Do you dickbags not have the Senate? Right. I mean, the last time I checked, you're all doing pretty well.
But they're criticizing him and saying bad stuff when he's trying to make the country for Jesus.
Right. Well, you're winning. You are winning.
Well, Christians are doing okay.
Yes. You're shoving it in our faces. You're winning. You're not winning in an honorable way. You're not gracious winners.
We gotta go, everybody, quickly here. Thanks for joining us this lovely Monday.
Yay.
Hey, let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. Always available at crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some stand-up comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram is Rated R Comedy. Or go find out his schedule on his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, y'all. Let's play again in the treehouse tomorrow.
Fuck Trump.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.